Gleewine. Blue.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Proteus's, Amp Radio Rewind. Oh, what a blast from the past that one is, guys. If you did not check out our back catalog, I used to do a show called Proteus's Primetime. We started with that lovely intro. Thank you very much, DJ Tony, for bringing that one out of the vault. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We're going to do a little Amp Radio Rewind, of course. We had our first pay-per-view of the year of 2020. And, of course, it was UFC 246 headlined by Donald Cerrone versus Conor McGregor. And, guys, I'm sure there's a lot that we want to talk about there. Of course, the co-main event did end up happening. Holly Holm versus Raquel Pennington went down. We did miss one fight, of course, guys. It was canceled. You got it. Thanks, DJ Tony. There was one fight that was canceled, of course, because of missed weight. And Pam, thankfully, you pointed out that Taco Tuesday does take over. But let's go ahead and get into this right now. If we can get Marco to get that drop in there.
Rewind.
Thank you very much, Marco. It's always a pleasure to hear that one as well. So let's get into this, guys. Running into UFC 246, last week's show, hashtag smack my picks up, we were talking about, Conor McGregor and Donald Cerrone. And, I think we covered all of the main points about the concerns on both sides, whether it be on Conor McGregor's side, having that year off, of course, having all of the legal stuff going down this year. But also, Pammy, Marco and DJ Tony decided that they were going with Conor McGregor on this one because, they thought that he was going to be the younger, fresher fighter. And guys, let's get into it right now. Marco, we'll start with you since we start with you on the main event. It kind of went down just a little bit earlier, Marco, than you had prognosticated. Of course, you took second round TKO on this one. And guys, before we get into this, I'll give you guys the results. It was a very close battle between Marco and DJ Tony. But DJ Tony, you did take down the first fight card of the year, the first pay-per-view of the year. So you are champion for the week, brother.
Yay!
I'm not surprised.
All right, Marco, what you got? I'm not surprised. All right, Marco, go ahead and give us your thoughts on this main event. What you got?
So, whether you like it or not, you had seen the drawing power of Conor McGregor. It was a massive event, dude. This paper wasn't even supposed to happen because the first fight of the year was supposed to be this weekend, the UFC fight of this weekend, Dos Santos Blades. But they created this pay-per-view just because Conor McGregor was coming back, and it looked like it paid off. All the Illuminati showed up, the A-listers. It turned out really well in social media. It probably did gangbusters on their pay-per-view. ESPN showed up all their, promotional muscle because they pushed the shit out of this fight. And, I'm glad it's good for the sport, man. All this visibility is good. McGregor was on his best behavior, and for a change, I like that, He was very respectful. He was on time for everything. He never talked trash even after defeating Cerrone. He was always uplifting Cerrone. What else is he going to do, He's not going to talk trash about the guy after he beat him in 40 seconds. And on the fight itself, even though we didn't learn too much about Conor's conditioning, we did learn that he is still deadly at the beginning of a fight, man. 19 significant stunts to nothing. Poor Cowboy couldn't even land a glove on McGregor. And look, one thing that annoyed me, if all these freaking stupid people that said that Cerrone took a fall, you don't take a fall by taking 19 unanswered freaking strikes, by getting your nose busted, your orbital broken, by taking a hickey to the head, and then by getting pummeled on the floor. That is not how you take a dive. So all those people can suck it because they don't know what they're talking about. He got legit his ass kicked. And McGregor looked great. I mean, there is no ifs or buts about it. Whatever you think about the guy, personality, this and that, the guy is the biggest on MMA. He's a fantastic fighter when he shows up. He beat Cerrone the fastest that anyone ever beat him. Before this defeat, the shortest fight he got was with Rafael Dos Anjos. Dos Anjos beat him in 1 minute and 7 seconds. This was 40 seconds, man. And it was violent. It was no doubt who the victor was. And even Jardine gave Cerrone every single opportunity to try to get out. McGregor won. He won. It's great for the sport. It's great for whoever is going to fight him next. I mean, Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz, Justin Gaethje, even Khabib, because it's going to be a massive fab. I mean, everybody's going to pay attention, whether you like it or not. Everybody's going to tune in. And I tell you, this kind of attention, especially when it goes this well, is good for the sport, dude. The rest of the card, I don't know if I want to talk about it, but it was okay. Holly Holm, she did what she needed to do to win.
Marco, we'll get to the Holly Holm fight in a second. I want to hear Pammy's rebuttal to what you had to say about the main event.
No problem.
If we can.
No problem.
Is that okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, Pam, Marco brings up all great points here. He's running through. And, of course, Pam, on this particular show, I have said, listen, I don't have to like Conor McGregor as a person, but I'll give him his due props in the ring, okay, in the octagon. He did win two and hold two championships at the same time. And look, he did look great against, maybe a guy we can't count on anymore, Pammy. So let's throw to you on your thoughts here. Conor McGregor beats Cowboy Cerrone quite fast in the first round, as Marco said. Yeah, he got his ass handed to him.
Well, you know, I didn't get to see any of the fight because I had a performance. So I watched maybe two pre-fights before I had to leave. And let me tell you something just real quick. I had my costume packed up, everything, because I had worked all day. I needed to come home, change, shower, change, and, you know, head out to my venue. I forgot my top.
Oh, hello.
I know, right? So, anyway, you know, I'm not really going to say a lot about this because I didn't watch it, mostly because I wasn't going to pay for it and because I wasn't home anyway. But it was, it was a warm-up fight. You know, it was a warm-up fight. I wish Cerrone would have got paid more than he did. I was reading that him and Holly Holm got paid the same amount. So, you know, and until I think everybody starts getting paid, I'm not going to, you know, be like, oh, my God, Connor.
Did Holly get pay-per-view points as well, though, Marco? Because she was a former champ.
No,
so
I don't know.
She should probably get.
No.
Okay.
Cerrone did get pay-per-view points. He even confirmed.
Good. Thank you. Go ahead, Pam.
Oh, anyway, so I was saying, I really don't have a lot to say because I just caught up basically on Twitter, so I really can't give a decent opinion, if you will.
Let me tell you what, Pam. I watched the whole fight on Twitter, so no worries. Uh-huh. You don't have to catch up. You don't have to watch it live anymore. You can just watch it on the damn Twitterverse, man. But, Marco, thank you very much for giving us the stats on that one. I thought perhaps Holly Holm would still be, you know, at least getting a sniff of something, but that's all right. But DJ Tony, Marco brings up some good points here, you know. And, Pam, maybe you didn't watch the card because, I mean, we got to vote with our dollars, right, Pam? I've said this on the show many times. If you're not interested in watching this pay-per-view, then don't buy it. I mean, they upped the price on it. We talked about this last week. You know, kind of a slap in the face. Conor McGregor needs to make more money. What, he made more money than everybody on the card combined, DJ Tony. So let's throw to you. Let's get your thoughts because you also, DJ Tony, took Conor McGregor in the second round. I gave you both the points, you and Marco, for taking McGregor and, of course, for the TKO. Again, congratulations for the win. What were your thoughts on the main event, brother?
Well, I got to tell you this, you guys. If you remember my picks, and I would have been wrong either way.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Thank you, Nate. But I will say this, guys. I said late first or early second. I was off on both because it took, what, 40 seconds? 14.
Yeah.
40 seconds. Here's the thing. You can't call it a warm-up fight when you pick Cerrone to win, right? You can't have it both ways, right? It either was a warm-up fight from the beginning or it was a warm-up fight, when he got knocked out in 40 seconds. I don't know how you give someone a warm-up fight when they get knocked out. Anyway, but here, I'm not surprised, you guys. This is not a Nate Diaz thing. I think we all like Cerrone, but Cerrone does fold guys in big moments. We've seen it time and time again, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a full discussion last week about our concerns about Donald Cerrone, and of course, DJ Tony, we have at length talked on this show about our concerns about Donald Cerrone at this particular time. One, him taking too many fights. Two, he's getting older. Three, he's taking a lot of damage in his, last couple of fights. Marco, I remember you were saying, the cheese grater that he got in the past three fights is something to behold. Now, look,
okay,
I said last week.
This is some of the injuries
he
got that is not even fight-related. They had to take 12 inches of intestine out of Cerrone's gut because of an ATV accident. He got 20 rib injuries from freaking dirt bikes and motocross and freaking bull riding. And that is like the shit that he does for fun, dude. And the Cerrone course is full-fledged. Anybody on the top five, he's never going to beat. Below the top five, though, he still got something to show us, you know. He's going to be the eternal super gatekeeper. Main event in ESPN Plus for now, man. He just got a fixed idea, by the way. So
yeah.
Oh, that's great for him, man. I'm super glad to hear that because I was starting to get super concerned. But of course, Marco, as we know, the UFC, they can sign an 8-fight deal with you, but at any point in time, they can just throw your ass to the curb and you could be Bellator bound. And of course, Marco, let's be honest, Bellator would definitely want a star like Cerrone, a name like Cerrone, and that may be a reason why they don't let him go moving forward, right? I mean, you don't want, your competitor to benefit from, but let's be honest. If Cowboy Cerrone is not, if he gets knocked out in the fashion that he has in this particular fight, and of course, I mean, the last couple of fights, he's taken a lot of beatings, and as you said, his own lifestyle really does not add to his future moving forward in the sport. And of course, we all like to see him. He's attached to the Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, label right now. So again, he's bringing in a big name for the UFC, a big advertiser for not only the UFC but for ESPN. So again, his stock is high, but I do worry if he does continue to just not be the gatekeeper and maybe be the gatekeeper but lose a lot, I wonder if they just don't get rid of him.
No, they won't. They won't allow, unless he becomes real damaged goods like BJ Penn did, they won't allow Cabo to go anywhere. They're going to give him the Mike Hughes treatment. Yeah, because he's been an institution, all the records, and he's been a company guy. He always say yes. He has never turned down a fight. They really took care of him with this fight. I mean, the guy, Capepe Dupont, he's bound to make millions. It's going to be behind closed doors. You're not going to see it. You don't need to see it because you don't want the family to start asking him for money. But the guy fought 5 times last year. On a calendar year, he fought 5 times. Won 2, lost 3, Hernandez, Ayacuinta, and then, of course, Masvidal.
Mike Perry
was just before the year turnaround. It was
okay.
I forgot he fought Mike Perry.
I said that last week, yo. Come on.
Ferguson, Gaethje, and Al Connor. Okay, and he's still a commodity. He's getting paid well, dude. He has accumulated on freaking bonuses alone $1 million. In bonuses alone, he accumulated to his career $1 million. And he's going to pay well, and he got a huge paycheck on this one. Hopefully he'll take some time off, and he doesn't fight that often this year. let his body heal, and then we'll see him probably towards the end of the summer or the end of the year. That would be a good break for him, because that is the one thing about Cerrone. He does not take breaks and his body doesn't heal. So that is why he takes too much damage. Yep, so there you go.
That's what we talked about on the show before. You know, like maybe if we can take any lessons from this particular fight, and of course, when GSP came back to fight Bisping, maybe the longer period of time, like I mentioned last week for Conor McGregor, I mean, hadn't had a fight or anything in the UFC for a year. Of course, we saw him go a little bit crazy, but maybe just taking some time off and like an extended period of time like this, like a year, is good for the body. Maybe, I mean, Marco, Donald Cerrone, like his name is not going to, like you were just saying, his name isn't going to diminish if he takes a year off and just like lets his body heal. Of course, he's not going to do that because he's out riding snowmobiles. He's out riding bulls, yada, yada, yada. He can't seem to sit still.
Well, he don't have too much choice.
But
no,
listen, like he likes to point out, like he likes to point out, Marco, his wife is soon going to be a doctor, so they'll be set.
Yeah, he got a broken nose and a broken orbital, so he's going to have to sit down for a little while just because he...
Yeah.
That
well, hopefully.
Did he say 6 months? 6 months?
Yeah, he'll do three. He'll sit down
but
for three.
Exactly.
Come
as
on,
we know from, Michael Bisping fights, any kind of suspension can be fudged a little bit. Okay, so DJ Tony and Pam, let's get you guys more into this conversation, because I did think that Conor McGregor showed us a little bit of something different. Of course, DJ Tony, if you're going to fight Donald Cerrone, you got to get moving in the first little bit. That's where, as Marco pointed out, Donald Cerrone has historically been bad. So let's talk about it, because I was kind of impressed, Pammy. I know you didn't see it, but we'll throw to DJ Tony first then. I mean, I was impressed that Conor, after he stung Donald Cerrone and he was up against the fence, decided to throw a flying knee instead of a punch.
Hey, I'll
And I've said
I'll
in the past.
Go ahead, Proteus, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'll pose this to you, Proteus, and again, obviously, counter-strikers don't attack first, right? But I'll pose this for you guys. Listen, and Marco said this, but Pam actually showed a little bit more light for me to look it up. I have forgotten. Cerrone has been TKO'd in the first or the second round, two straight first-round fights, by the way, TKO'd by Ferguson. Technically, of course, they stopped it, but, you know, he was getting his ass kicked. And, of course, stopped in the first round by Gaethje and McGregor. So I'll pose a question to you guys. How about this? Proteus and Pam and Marco, do you think that it's more indication of Cerrone or more of indication of McGregor? Because to me, it says exactly what Marco said. Too many fights, too much damage. To me, this was more of indication of Cerrone's downfall, because we didn't really see much of Conor, in my opinion.
No, we didn't. But this is another thing that I've brought up on the show in the past, that the new generation of fighter is going to be a completely different fighter. You know what I mean, Marco? If you get into what I'm saying here, like Donald Cerrone been around since the WEC days, right? And these new fighters that are coming in, and Conor McGregor has a few years of age to go till he catches up to where Donald Cerrone is right now. And what I thought I wanted to get across to DJ Tony is I was interested in the fact that, you know, once he stung Donald Cerrone, he was creative. You know, I understand what I'm saying. But let's throw to you, Pam, because again, you didn't see this particular sequence of events, the 40 seconds, but what do you think with the question here? Do you think Donald Cerrone's mileage is getting too much? What do you got?
Well, what I've always said, and I don't know if y'all remember, is boxing is his bane. That boxing is his kryptonite. He gets in there with the boxer, and he just folds. You know, it's like a deer in the headlights. And it just amazes me, because he does really great work with Joe Schilling as far as his kickboxing. So I'm just wondering, why didn't he, from the get-go, he knows that McGregor is a quick starter. He knows he's going to come at him and try, you know, like a swarm of bees, and try to pressure So why wasn't he prepared for that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, we know that that's a weakness from him, right, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
And we know we've seen other people take advantage of that fact. So, I mean, even if he trains for it, I don't know if he's particularly ready for it. Marco, what you got?
So I say this recency bias against Cerrone because not even a year ago.
Sure, it's definitely cool recency bias.
Yeah, he's cool, Alex Hernandez. He beat Alaya Cuenta, who is not a bum, you know. Alaya Cuenta fought for the title, for crying out loud, as he's ranked
Don't
the top
me.
10 on the lightweight division. Yeah?
Don't boo me.
And then school Mike Perry, a little over a year ago. And those are all good fighters, man. Like, when it comes to top five elite people, former champions, current champions, or people that are like perennial contenders, he never shows up. It just he is a good fighter, but he's never going to be a great fighter. That is the Cerrone curse. I coined that. That's the Cerrone curse. Anybody that is not a contender or a former or current champion, he's going to lose to. He lost to Anthony Pettis. He lost to Rafael Dos Anjos. He lost to Benson Henderson twice before he got one back on a split decision, mind you. He lost to freaking up Tony Ferguson, Justin Gaethje, Darren Till, Leon Edwards, who are like perennial contenders at middleweight and welterweight. And now Conor McGregor, former champion. It's not surprising, man. I mean, if you look at... Go ahead.
Oh, let me ask this. You know, everybody keeps talking about we need a 165. We need a 165. Do you think he's just at that funny stage where he's not big enough for 170, but he's too big for 155? So then what do you do?
I think that's a good point, Pam. Go ahead, Marco.
I think 165 is going to happen eventually, but you're going to have to get the commissions are on board. But the USC has to make the big leap because everybody will follow the leader, and the leader is the USC. So eventually, depending on the demand for it, it's going to happen, but not soon enough, put it that way.
Okay, so guys, let's last thoughts on this, okay? Last comments on this. Just to wrap it up. Yes, we did not see enough from Conor McGregor to even convince us that he could compete in a championship fight. I understand that the UFC, they want to cash in. They want to see Conor McGregor attached to a belt on the posters in their next fight. But I don't see this going any differently against Khabib. I mean, give him a fun fight. Give him the, bad motherfucker title. That's what I want to see next. So let's go ahead and move on to the co-main event, guys. And as I mentioned, last week I was impressed by Holly Holm's past performances, utilizing the grappling, utilizing the wrestling a bit more. Marco, I know you didn't really want to talk about this fight because, it wasn't an action fight. But I thought in my mind brain, in my heart's mind brain, Marco, I thought that Holly Holm did what she needed to do in this fight. And not only did she do what she needed to do, but it seemed like she took Raquel Pennington right out of her game, and Raquel was totally surprised by this course of action by Holly Holm. And in my opinion, Holly Holm looks great in nothing but a jean jacket and her underwear. Sorry, what was that? No, Mark, what do you got?
That's what I think about the fight, man. No, very action-packed. It was boring. Granted, Holly Holm did whatever she needed to do to win, and good for her. She needed a win because she has been a little bit one-on, two-off. The same deal with Holly Holm, man. Holly Holm has lost to every single champion that is up there. But, her only signature win has been Ronda Rousey. If you look at her record,
great win though.
She lost. Yeah, it's a great win. Make her the star that she is. But and I'm not saying that a rematch with Ronda Rousey is going to go any different. But she lost to everyone else. She lost to Misha. She lost to Cyborg, to Amanda, and she lost bad to Amanda. I mean, at least with Cyborg, she went the distance. Amanda knocked her the hell out.
Yeah, she lost to Amanda with her own move.
So, I mean, and she's not getting any younger. I mean, she's, what, 37, 38? But she still looks great, don't get me wrong, and she's a physical specimen. I mean, she got muscles upon muscles. Not legally blind, I can see the ripples on her back. It is what it is. It's not going to mean too much. I mean, they're going to have Holly, in case of emergency, break the glass because, you know, she still got some star power and she can pull some sort of stuff to main event, maybe some fine nights and stuff, common events on lower pay-per-view. But it's nothing that made you scream, okay, rematch Amanda Nunes, you know? So if she's kind
of
the title, if she wants a path to the title, like she said, she's going to have to do something way more impressive than this. Good for her. Sucks for Raquel because I picked Raquel to win. And Raquel also didn't have an answer. I mean, you need two to tango. And she kept bringing the freaking fight to the freaking cage when you got a better chance to win the fight at distance. So shame on Raquel, too. I mean, ever since the Amanda Nunes fight, where she almost quit on the stool, Raquel Pérez hasn't been the same. She's been gun-shy. She doesn't throw with combinations anymore. She just beat up and throw one punch at a time. So maybe, and I'm not saying that she is, but maybe she's a little bit of damaged goods. She needs a good win to get her confidence back, and she's not getting it with the performances like this. So this fight was what it was, and whatever, you know, it could have been better, but it wasn't. Can I do a big shout out to Roxanne Modafferi?
I was going to get to that. Hang on 1 second. I was going to get to that. So, look, guys, everybody except for Pam. Pam, you had a bad week. Pick Olenek to win, and, of course, by submission, Olenek gets that done. We did not get the Delia fight. I mean, DJ Tony, I'm always upset. We don't actually get to see more of Gedalia. Unfortunate, but, you know, like Pam said, Taco Tuesday, some time gets in the way. Everybody seemed to have
Taco
good
Tuesdays,
luck on their spotlight
Menudo
fights of the
Mondays,
night.
The
exactly,
Thursday.
It adds up, right? Like you said, Mexicans, y'all like to eat. Here we go, guys. Spotlight fights of the night. Everybody besides Pammy had a good result in their spotlight for the night. Unfortunately, Pam, shout out to Team Alpha Male and Andre Feely's creepy
shout
tattoo.
Out.
But he did not get that one done. Shout out, Team Alpha Male. All right, guys, I'm going to get us out of here for this particular show. What I want you guys to do when I throw to you is give us a closing comment. Do not give us a Twitter follow. That's another show that we're not going to talk about right now. Just say goodbye to the fans and give them your Twitter or any kind of social media that you would like to go through. Pammy, go ahead and get it done.
Oh man, I had one thing that I wanted to talk about, but we're moving on, so I'll just like I will.
Oh, talk about it real quick. Bye,
no,
bye,
I
take
wanted
a while.
To
go ahead.
I real quick wanted to see what you all thought about when Roxanne won and Macy took the mic from Joe and she's all talking. I'd be like, bitch, and then her dad would say, you know, then what the dad was saying too, so.
Yeah, I mean, Marco called it. Roxanne got that veteran win. I mean, there was definitely an injury there that probably her corner should have stopped that fight. And who gives a fuck what Macy Barber's dad has to say? DJ Tony, what do you got?
Excuse me, bitch.
Oh, wait. Pammy, give us your Twitter, please. Twitter handle, please give it out.
Mine, my own, Pandora Box, BOXX.
And, of course, Pam, you told us you didn't show up with your shirt. So what happened last week? Did you end up getting a shirt?
Oh, my God. All right. So it's not just
No.
A
you got
shirt.
A shirt or you didn't get a shirt?
All right. No, I did get one. Now, it's not a shirt.
All right.
It's my top, my costume top.
No, I get it. I get it. It got to cover your boobs. You got one. Great.
Yeah.
I had
envisions
of
a
you
shirt.
Having a whole dance party in the event with no shirt on. DJ Tony, what you got? Give us your Twitter. And let's get out of here.
Proteus, how dare you talk to your sister that way? Good Lord, how rude.
What? Sister from another mister.
How about that? And my thoughts to answer Pammy as we close. My thoughts. I was actually kind of, obviously I picked Macy Barber to win. I didn't think it was going to be close. I was actually. I know this is going to sound horrible.
With the win.
I was thrilled for Roxy. So what can I say?
Yeah, I was happy.
I'm DJ Tony. Yeah, me too. Which is horrible, right? Because we want Macy to be safe and healthy. But I was happy for Roxy. Sorry, guys.
No worries. I just got to get us out of here because we're swiftly running out of time. I can be followed on Twitter at PROADOS, which is, of course, differently from how I spell it regularly. My apologies. I'm stupid. Marco, why don't you go ahead and get us out of here and give us your Twitter handle, please.
Before I do, Doc Samaraferi, kick the shit out of freaking Macy Barber. Macy Barber, you need to learn some groundwork. We don't care what you have to say after the fight. You try to steal the spotlight. My Twitter handle is Maldo Marco, just like it sounds. And we gotta leave you guys because you got some next show. Let's go to Smack My Kid. Peace out.
And just like that, Pammy.
We are out of here. Bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Do it, Douglas!